Chapter 4. Rule and reign in divine authority. And you have made them a kingdom, royal race, and priests to our God, and they shall reign as kings over the earth. Revelation 5, verse 10. But seek him, aim at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. Matthew 6, verse 33. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Luke 10, verse 19. Chapter 4, Devotional 1. Faith Comes. The Origin of Faith. In Romans 10, verse 17, we see, So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. In today's world, faith comes in many new and amazing ways. The internet, orbiting communication satellites, special apps and mobile devices are being used by God. One organization Karen and I have been blessed to support is Faith Comes by Hearing. Its URL indicator is www.faithcomesbyhearing.com. Their mission is to record and freely share God's Word in every translated language of the world. More than half the world's population cannot read, and two-thirds live in oral cultures, so audio is the only way to reach them. They currently offer audio New Testament and Scripture recordings in 989 languages, reaching more than 6 billion people in 190 countries. We also support Global Media Outreach. That's www.globalmediaoutreach.com. GMO spreads the gospel of Jesus Christ online 24/7. They use global communication technologies to share the gospel, partnering with churches. They have enrolled 6,000 online missionaries who are sharing Jesus Christ with the lost. As of 2016, they report 1.5 billion visitors to their website, 167 million decisions for Christ, and 115 million requests for discipleship or counseling. Both organizations use technology to take God's word to the lost and hurting. In great numbers, on cell phones and mobile devices, the unsaved are hearing and responding to the word of God in countries where carrying a Bible or talking about Jesus can result in harassment or death. Luke 15, verse 10 tells us, in the same way, I tell you there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Imagine the celebration that is going on in heaven every day. Child of God, I encourage you to share your personal testimony with others. Look for opportunities to share God's word and witness to others for Christ. Remember, faith comes by hearing. Lord, thank you for the ability to spread your word through technology. When your word comes, souls are saved. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.